Oh, I got my bro. Ooh.
One sec. It's waiting for you.
Can you see me now?
Nah. It does this all the time, bro. Like, every time I do an interview, then afterwards, I come off it and come back on, and it just says, oh, here you go, fine. There you go.
You see me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. Welcome, bro.
Yeah, you good, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, man. I see you need the trim. Everyone needs a trim. Come here.
Let's put the hood up. Let's put everything on. Listen, it's peak. You don't want to see.
You're growing it though. That's the thing.
Bro, you know what? Like, I'm really tempted just to go get a haircut for it. Like, I'm not going anywhere, but I just need a trim.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. I don't know what's open though. You might have to just get the barber around your house.
Like a secret barber thing, innit? I might have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not, it's paying for it, innit? Like, one of my bridges paid £40 for a haircut. I was like,
I ain't paying 40 quid for a haircut, man. I ain't paying 40 quid for it.
Like, £40 for a haircut for me to stay inside my yard and my parents to look at me. That's it. Like, it makes no sense.
Someone was saying they're paying 50 quid for a queue jump when it all opens up. I ain't paying 50 quid for a queue jump.
For a queue jump?
Yeah. It's a bit sticky, man. 50 quid.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. I'm making sure I'm booking an appointment from early, man.
Nah, I'm there as soon as it opens, man. I'm standing outside. I'm camping if I have to.
100%, man. What are you saying, man?
Yeah, not bad, man. Like, what have you been doing during quarantine? Sleeping.
That's partly half of it, yeah. I've been sleeping a lot. Been getting, like, loads of music and stuff. Like, I've been sorting out my crates, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I've always said I wanted to sort out my crates, but I've never got time to do it. Now I've got time, innit? So, I've been sorting out my crates, getting some mixes together, playing COD and FIFA a lot. That's literally what I've been
doing. Just banging those two things up, man.
Bro, that's literally it. Like, me and the man, them just COD and FIFA till certain hours in the morning. That's it.
Oh, my God. Your sleeping pattern's messed anyway, man, from you DJing, man.
Bro, it's been messed from early, so now it's like... It's a normal, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your take on the whole corona situation? When do you think everything's going to be lifted?
Bro, I don't even know when to tell you, innit? Like, when I see things, like, I see people still going to, like, friends' houses and, like, still partying this and that, and I'm like, you lot ain't serious. So, it's kind of peak. I'm like, you lot ain't serious. And then, I'm hoping for around September times, innit? Like,
yeah.
September, October times, innit? Of course, like, my birthday, I want to go out for my birthday, but hopefully around them times, if people, like, act smart, but it's London, isn't it? It's England, like, everyone's no actually done already.
No one knows, man. Like, people are saying New Year's.
New Year's.
And my friend in Italy, she's got told that the government have said till March, nothing's open in terms of clubs or pubs. Which is long, but, I mean, Italy was hit worse. Well, actually, I don't even know if we hit worse now.
Nah, that's a crazy one. New Year's, that'll kind of be like us.
That'll be live, but it'll be a bit mad. Like, everyone's going to be out. Mad.
Everyone will be out for New Year's. Like,
yeah.
It'll be mad, bro.
It's a bit long, man, but we got to see what happens, innit?
Nah, trust me.
So, going to get into an interview, short discussion kind of thing. So, how did DJing start for you?
The honest one. I've always loved the whole, like, thought of DJing and everything in it. So, like, when I was a kid, like, whenever we had, like, the little family parties or, like, any funerals or anything, and we had, like, a DJ, like, I'd always be, like, round the booth or whatever. Like, from a young age, I just, like, run away from mum and dad and you see me there, innit? And that's where the passion came from, innit? The passion for music just came from there, innit? And then I say, like, my first ever booking, like, I was 16. So this, like, after work experience, like, it was my friend, Omario's birthday, innit? Like,
yeah. 16.
And bearing in mind, I got decks, like, 3 weeks before. So I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. Like, I'm a DJ now. So let me just download the music. Like, he was like, can you do my party? I'm like, yeah, like, it's calm, innit? DJed his birthday party and everything. And since then, I was like, rah, like, I love doing this and everything. And then getting into clubs, that was a hard one. Like, I think when I first turned 18... I was, like, out in Croydon a lot. So, like, was bouncing between Tiger and Silver and stuff, innit? And literally, it was, like, a whole entire year, I was just out Friday, Saturday, sometimes Thursday, innit? Like, me and the man would be out every single week. And I used to go Silver, and I was, like, literally just every single week inside there partying with the boys and everything. And then I got close. Like, a lot of people I went to secondary school, primary school, worked there.
Yeah.
So I got close, started mentioning I was a DJ. And this is where me and Dorma used to go out as well, actually. So Dorma got the set first in Silver, like in the downstairs room.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a set first. And then he wanted me to cover one night. I covered. And then me and him took over Silver. Like, we started doing Fridays and Saturdays. Silver closed, of course. Then it opened up as 34. And then that's where we had our residency. Literally, I was like in between 34. Went to Dice a couple of times to DJ. And that's how it basically started, like up in Croydon and everything. It just literally was Fridays, Saturdays, sometimes Thursday, just in between those two clubs.
Yeah. So how did Napa come around? Like, how did all of the overseas stuff come about?
So back to 34, like my friend named Jack, he used to manage 34.
Yeah.
And he had some connections out there. So when 34 closed, we went to do a season. And he was like, bro, do you want to come and do a season? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, do you want to come abroad to Napa and like DJ? I was like, are you serious? Like, I've been to Napa in 2016 for like a holiday.
Yeah.
So me going out there, I was like, are you serious? Or is it just like a joke, innit?
He's like, a holiday team.
Yeah, he's like, I'm dead serious. Like, I can get you like this. Just say the word, innit? At these times, I was like half and half. Then I was like, you know what, bun it. Like, you only have once in it, so let me just go and see where it's like. So literally, I went there. I was meant to land a Tuesday, but English weather, like the rain just messed it up in it. So the next day I landed and my boy was like, yeah, bro. Like, he introduced me to his boss. And literally from then, it was just straight up. Like, I think the same night we went around, like he went to show me the strip. We went around the strip and every single bar we went into, spoke to the DJs, and he was like, oh yeah, it's my boy FaZe, like he's gonna DJ for us. And they're like, okay, so do you want to come spin like two tracks? This is like the same day I landed. I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, I'm not even prepared or nothing. And
what's the best way to get seasoned in Napa?
You know what it is? It's networking. I'll say networking. And it's also good to know someone, innit? Like, knowing someone in the scene in general is a good way to get you like anywhere, innit? So of course, my friend, knowing the people who ran events out there, got me into it. And once you get out there, it's like just showing your skill, innit? Like, I think the first ever proper booking I did out there was the Thursday on Pambos at the pool party.
Yeah.
It was like literally the first ever booking I did. That's where I met DJ 40 from Birmingham.
Okay.
And literally, he was like, I think it was his first season and my first season. And we were like, I think he warmed up. Then I went on after him. Like, I was nervous as hell. But then ever since that, I started meeting like the people who owned Pambos, the people who run the events and everything. They started like liking the way I lead and everything, and it just went from there. It just kind of exploded.
Has that helped you kind of getting gigs over here in the UK?
Yes and no, I would say. Yes and no.
Why no?
No, because of course, like, it depends on the work you do out there, innit? Like, of course, you have your names on flyers and stuff like that, and you DJ where innit? But if you're not networking at the right time, then people are just going to remember you as a thought. So they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, I remember that DJ in Napa and everything. What's his name again? Like, if you actually talk to people and network and everything, then that's when people start following you on Instagram, like getting the SoundCloud. They start, like, promoting you without you having to ask them.
Yeah.
Like, that was a half and half thing that I did and didn't do. Like, because I was quite nervous, I, like, didn't really speak to people. I really don't anyway, unless I'm, like, drunk. I'm kind of antisocial.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I know you are. Anyway.
Yeah, like, you've noticed it, innit?
Like, I know you are. You're just like, hi.
Yeah, I'm usually just like, hi, what's up, whatever, innit? Like, I'm just in my own zone. But, like,
yeah.
I'm just like, what's good? Like, what's up? Like, let's go get a drink or whatever, innit? Like, it's just kind of a nerves thing. And I've always had that. Like, when I first started DJing, like, that's always had that. And then now, like, I'm getting more comfortable where I'm like, I can just jump out of my shell and just do what I need to do, you know, innit? Without having to, of course, drink.
So getting involved with Krept and Conan and all of that, how did that all begin?
Oh, so that's actually kind of funny. So my brethren, Akash, he does his photo booth company, innit? And I went to do one at this event called Bay Agency.
Okay.
Oh, Table Bay. It's called Table Bay, actually. They're Table Bay. So Table Bay, he knew the people for it, and I was like, I want to DJ that. So he put me on to them and DJ their events. Like, they do like a massive like social stuff in it. So they do all the celebrities, influencers type of stuff in it. Mm. And DJ for them, they liked me. And then got a random message one day saying, oh, do you want to DJ Krep's, Conan's birthday? I was like, huh? I looked at the message like, what? I'm like, why isn't there DJ? I'm like, why is not Cosmic DJing it, innit? Yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. So nothing, let me just say yeah, innit? So they had a Friday and, no, I think it was a Saturday and a Sunday. Yeah, so went there. I'm like hungover from stories at this time. So yeah, like I'm in a bad state. I'm with me, my boy, Shaq and Jag, another DJ, Jaguar DJ. It was like us three. We went there, set up. I was thinking it was going to be like a little calm thing and whatever. Get there, no one's there. It's like a club in London. Like first time we'd ever been there. So I'm like, yeah, this is weird, bro. And I'm like not expecting. And then this is the time when they're just doing the tour thing, okay, or whatever. And I think Drake's in the country at this time, innit? So the staff and everyone are like talking, like saying that, oh, this is where the VIP is. Like the VIP is right behind you as a DJ. Like you're literally in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, like clear this out. Drake might come. So I'm like, well, I'm like, I guess the
like from a text. Gets from a text to this. Like,
oh, that man's gassed. So I'm like thinking this in my head, and I was saying to the man, they were like, yo, man's going in. I'm gonna shut it down. I'm staying sober, making sure I know what I'm gonna do. Like man's going in, innit? And then Krept and Conan come in. And I'm like I kind of fangirl a little bit. I can't even lie. It's the first time seeing him. So I'm like,
oh my God, hi.
No, I didn't even say hi. I was there like smiling, looking into like my laptop, innit?
Yeah.
And then there was another DJ, DJ Corey, innit? Yeah. He was like one of the people I listened to from young, innit? Like got me to listen to his mixes, going to my auntie's in my dad's car, innit? So it's crazy seeing him on the lineup. Like, so then he took over. I warmed up, he took over. Then he left and I had to finish the night.
Okay.
And at this time of finishing the night now, I'm like, all right, cool, let's just go in. My boys are like, bro, when you go back on the decks, just go in. Don't care about whatever, just shut it down, innit? Did that. Critical then jumped on the microphone and me and him just started like working together. Friend of mine, I don't know any of these lot, innit? And if you was there, you'd look at it like, rah, these guys know each other like bear, innit? Whatever. Mm. So done the Friday, done the Saturday, then the Sunday we done his like more private birthday where like Michael Dapper turned up. It was like loads of celebrities are there and loads of artists are there. We done it again and I'm thinking like, rah, none of these lot are gonna know me or remember me or anything. Walk inside there, they're all like, rah, FaZe, what's good, what's good? I actually got a video end up on Conan Snaps on. I was like, went to go say bye. And he's like, no, hold on, my DJ, you can't say bye. I'm like, I'm awkward, innit? I'm like, oh yeah, safe, like, what's good? And since then, like, they just booked me for their parties now, innit? Because, like, kind of being reliable, whereas then they don't have to worry about it. Like, even their DJ, Dr. Cosmic, was there, and he didn't really say anything, like, you just let me DJ. A couple times he asked me for a wheel up, I was like, say less, let me just do it, innit? But it was kind of one where it's in, it's actually networking, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't for me asking my brethren at that time, like, rah, let me DJ there. And if it wasn't for my skill, like, itself, it's also your skill, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
can network and get somewhere. But if you can't, like, DJ 101, if you can't read the crowd or you can't, like, engage with the crowd about having to talk to someone, then you kind of slack in it, you know what I mean?
Mm, definitely. It must have been mad to DJ for the, what was it, the baby reveal. Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? I didn't even know it was a baby shower.
So I didn't even know.
I thought it was just his birthday. So, again, I'm with Shaq and Jag, innit? So I thought it was just his birthday. And then you get there and I see like this box. And I'm like, what the heck is this box for? So I'm setting up. And Shaq's over listening. And Shaq's like, bro, you know this, the baby like launch? I'm like, wait, who's having the baby? And then he's like, do you know, bro? I'm like, no. So then he shows me, he's like, oh. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you DJing. Again, that was just, like, through the Bay lot. They just asked me, like, oh, do you want to DJ his birthday? They never said, like, a baby shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then again, like, saw Critical, saw me. He was like, bro, you know the vibes. Like, where's the mic? I'm like, grab it. And then we should go on from there. Like, now it's got to a point where, like, I feel like I did Critical's Halloween party, actually. It was a Christmas party, innit? Like, I feel like because of the connection we've made and, like, when we DJ together and work together and everything, like, we get on well, like, we connect. So it's, like, whenever you have a host or anything, innit, as a DJ, like, if you don't get on well, you just don't feel the vibe, innit?
Mm, definitely. And
I feel like now that he knows that we get on well, like, it's a good booking in that type of way. So that's what I do with those type of guys.
Do you think from, like, because you've done these with them, like, they're going to keep booking you for the next, whatever they have, next events or next parties they do?
I would hope. Like, that would be me saying, like, I'd hope for them to keep on booking me and everything, innit? But then, of course, like, there's a lot of DJs coming up in the world, innit? So, and everyone wants to grab your position, innit? So everyone wants to be at you, innit? So, of course, in my mindset now, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, there's been loads of DJs on the lineup with me, innit? So I'm like, all right, cool. How can I be better than these guys?
Yeah.
Or how can I continue elevating myself for them to be like, raw, like, let's bring him back. Let's keep bringing them back. Let's keep bringing them back, innit?
So how do you kind of do that to keep your space? Like, what techniques, like, do you do?
It's like, so they're like an older crowd compared to me, of course, innit? Like, I'm only 22, so they're an older crowd, innit? So, like, for example, on Krep's birthday shower, like, baby shower, birthday, whatever, like, I started playing old school garage on Funky House, and they're all looking at me like, how does this guy know these tunes? Like, like, how do you know these songs, bro? Like, even Shaq's like, where'd you get this from? I've never heard you play this.
Yeah.
You have to kind of into, like, what's it called? See what your crowd's like and play for them, innit? Like, sometimes, yeah, play for yourself. Be greedy. Like, enjoy the music because you're there to enjoy it as well, innit? Like, it's not just there being a payment. Like, if you enjoy your craft, definitely, you're going to enjoy doing it, innit? So I literally just played what I like, what I wanted to hear, and it went off, and they were like, rah, like, this is new. I wouldn't expect this. Like, I think at the album launch, the last album launch they had, I played Funky, and Cosmic came out of nowhere, and Cosmic was like, bro, setting up my laptop, so then me and him are going back to back. Then the Soul Solid lot came out of nowhere and started jumping on the mic, and I was like, rah, like, all I wanted to do was play Funky, and then this happened, innit? So it's one of those ones where they see me react with the crowd, they're like, no, this guy's good, like, he keeps it entertained, innit? It's not one point where everyone's, like, bored. As long as you keep everyone entertained, it's like a normal thing when you DJ in a residency, innit? As long as you keep everyone coming, then they'll continue, like, having you inside the situation.
I remember looking at your videos on Instagram on that night. I was like, look mad. It just looked mad. It just,
bro, you know what it is? Like, most of the time, I don't get to video. Like, at their events, like, I try to stay sober as much as I can. Because at their events, I don't want to make myself look like an idiot in some type of way. So I try to stay as sober as I can. I always bring, like, one of my friends so they can film. So I'd be like, bro, either here's my phone or just film or whatever, innit? So they'll just film it for me, and, like, you'll see in my face where I'm just like, you see that I'm so well because I'm just concentrating, I'm not even smiling. Tough, like, you get the fake smile, the fake little cool. But then that's it, really, innit?
What scene do you think is popping at the moment in city wise?
Oh, well, like, DJ scene,
yeah,
you know what it is? It's like, I was tuned into this thing called Don't Clang, innit? That they were talking and they were talking about the scenes, innit? Like, a massive argument happened. Like, it was another DJ thing talking about the scenes, innit? Like, the uni scene, like, the London scene, the Birmingham scene, the Cannes scene, everything, innit? Like, it depends. So, for example, like, I would think that the Birmingham scene is banging for them, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, all the people up that side, up in the Midlands, it's banging for them, innit? Like, they've got it on lock, it's banging for them, they're doing a lot, innit? But then, if you take someone out of their comfort zone, which is there, and put them down in the London scene, like, it's hard, innit? It's hard to say, innit?
What's your take on the London scene?
London scene? Central or South? What are we talking?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just got different scenes. You know what I mean?
There's so many different, like, areas. Like, you can go to, like, all right, cool, for example, the corporate scenes, the stuff that I do for, like, the celebs and that. Then you can go to, like, the raves and everything. Like, it's a vibe and stuff like that, innit? Or then you can go to, like, the London clubs, like Tape and everything, innit? Like, there's so many different scenes. You can't really compare unless you're in all of them. Like, I haven't made it to the central London scene yet. That's a goal. I want to get into that, innit?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know what that's like. But from seeing and, like, hearing from other people and everything, like, it's kind of a stuck-up scene, if you know what I mean, innit? If you're not...
Yeah,
like what Kay said, innit? Like, if you're not this guy, if you don't portray yourself as the money man, you got the Rolex or whatever and this and that, then you can't get into that scene.
But then, do you again, think it's like, just their circle only? It's like their little inner circle.
Yeah,
if you're not in that circle, that's it.
It's very, like, click based. Like, I would say it's very click based, innit? Like, it's very your inner circle, and it's hard. Like, do we want to let that person in the circle or do we not? Like, what's that person gonna do? Because then, like, for example, if you start showing off or being better than someone else's scene, the person who brought you on now is going to get jealous. Like, it's a jealousy. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so then they're going to be like, but I bought you one. I done this and everything in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a it's a hard one to say, innit? But I think I respect what everyone's doing in their own class. Like, you got uni DJs that are just shelling down Downey stuff, innit? Like, shelling down Midland, shelling down everywhere, and that. Then you got people that are like shelling down their local spot, like their weekly spot. You got people shelling down that. Then you got the London lot, which they shell down every single day, if you know it is, innit? Hard one to pick, but I would say
I'm trying to deal with like DJs coming up and you knowing that they might take your place, or do you kind of think that they will never take my place?
It's never to think about, like, I never think saying that no one can take my place, in it, because I've done it in a sense, whereas in I've taken over from someone.
Yeah.
But I never think that someone can't replace me, in it. It's just me thinking that, right, how can I stay wanted at the time, in it? Like, how can I stay current? Because, of course, as I said, loads of DJs are coming up nowadays, innit? So someone who's younger than me can come and take my spot for doing, like, what I should have done at that time. If you know what I mean? So, really and truly, I like giving people, I like putting people on in certain ways. Whereas, in, like, if you ask me, like, all right, cool, sometimes, like, I'll be like, yeah, come do a booking with me, this and that and everything, if I can do it in certain ways. Like, run events and everything. And, like, with my events, I try to just add my friends or add DJs that I've listened to or that I know onto the lineup. I'll be like, look, I'll put you onto my followings. You now make it in some type of way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those ones where I like helping people, but then sometimes it's like, would they help me back? Or has people done that for me?
They're just taking it for granted kind of thing.
Yeah, like a lot of people, like I've, like working in a music shop as well, I was working in a DJ shop, like you get promised a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially in this scene as well, people promise you a lot. They'll be like, yeah, I'll put you on. Yeah,
I'll do this.
Like, it never really happens. Like, you get like 1 out of 5. Like, the person who actually put me on and like was like one of the mentors to me, like, I'll say K. Like, when you had K on, like, he actually put me on. Whereas in my first ever booking, like, outside of London in Kent, was with him. And I was DJing alongside Grievous, actually, when he was Section Boys DJ. And I remember it was like me, Grievous, and my dad, because my dad was like driving me to the event in it now.
So
it was me, him, and literally that was when the day I bought a box the first time, literally like a Serato box, the first day I ever used decks, everything. All right, bearing in mind, I'm still, my mindset is still young, thinking that man can easily shut it down, you know, the things I do this in the silver, like man can do this. So going down to Cants and being put on the same lineup as people I've listened to and grown up listening to, it humbled me. I can't even cap. It humbled me, bro. Whereas in like, Grievous was like being, he was being nice about it, but he was saying, bro, before you come like with a big chest, like learn your basics, know what you need to do in it. Because that set that he did there was half-hearted. I was like, part of me wanted to be there.
You're like, oh, no.
Bro, part of me wanted to go punch a pillow. I can't even lie. And a part of me is like, you know, I have to take it on, innit? Like, because realistically now, I was stuck in one bubble. That's what, like, going back to the whole scenes thing, innit? Like, you're stuck in one bubble. When you go and expand it now, and you really see it, really put yourself to the test, like, that's literally like Napa as well, really putting yourself to the test. Then you find out what type of DJ you are.
So how are you looking to expand now? Like, obviously after Corona and everything, but what's the next stages?
So, I'm trying to like, I'm trying to get my name out there a lot, innit? Whereas I'm trying to do more content type of stuff, innit? I'm trying to get more videos, like more after movies, like me, like in a club and everything. I'm trying to get more of that type of vibe, innit? Like I started it before, but I didn't really look into it too tough because I got like really comfortable. Like my problem is I get really comfortable in one like spot, innit?
Yeah, but so I was going to ask, are you trying to move out of Croydon as well and like expand that? Or do you want to see that as like a little...
I'm trying to get into, like, as I said, my goal was to get into the London little circle, like the actual tapes, the circs, all them type of stuff, like to get into there and everything. But like, really, I'd like to be booked anywhere and everywhere. Like, I'm trying to find whatever venues I can get booked, like, just literally go over there. Again, Napa is a good one. Like, I tuned into your last live with that guy, and he was saying that when you go out to Napa and everything, you meet people from different parts of England, innit? And like networking with them is a good way to get a booking in their like area or something like that, innit? Like a what's called a back-to-back set or anything. So really and truly, it's like just networking with all my other DJ pals and like going to where I can and like trying to better myself, like more mixes I need to keep on doing, so I keep on staying consistent. I don't really do Instagram lives because I don't really like being on live in general. I find it awkward, bro. I can't even lie.
Why do you find it awkward?
Because in my play, like, I can see that I'm playing to a certain amount of people in live, innit? But I can't see your actual reaction.
Are you a numbers person?
Nah, it's not even a numbers person. Like, I enjoy it, but it's like I can enjoy it to a point where I'm having like a big ass party by myself in my room. Like, I'm shaking leg, I'm doing everything, innit? But then I can't really see it. So I'm like, all right, cool. Once my energy's gone, then I don't have the crowds to be like, oh, no, whatever, innit? Like, you do see your friends like gas you up in the comments and this and everything, but it's kind of different. Like, actually seeing your friends tap you on the shoulder or like ask for a reload or whatever, it's different, innit? That's the energy that wants to keep me going. So, and plus, everyone does lives, innit? Like, it's now how to be different than everyone else doing a live, innit? And that's the point.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm like, some people already got it. Like, Lani, for example, like, no one's touching him when it comes to lives. Like, his lives are just lit. So, yeah. I kind of just gave it where it's like, all right, cool. They've got the Insta Live thing. How can I attack the scene in a different way? So, I'll keep on dropping mixes, but I'll make sure it's up to a certain standard. Keep on, like, keep my Instagram active and, like, posting and everything. So, and then just networking and getting all, like, ideas of what I'm going to do as soon as this lockdown's done.
What is it about Lani that kind of makes his lives that? Is it just the dancehall aspect of it, or is it because of him, or?
It's Lani. Like, have you ever met Lani in person?
No, I haven't met him.
All right, so him in person is like him on his live. Like, he just jokes. Yeah, so he just naturally jokes. It's naturally banter. Like, I go into lives for, like, the banter and also, like, the music as well, innit? Like, he caters for a lot of people. He caters for everyone. Like, the hip-hop heads, the bashment heads, the Afrobeat heads, soca heads. He caters for everyone, innit? And it's just, like, the way he reacts with you and he interacts with you, and he does that on a natural basis, like his natural energy and everything. That's what makes you want to go back to lives. Plus, the music is like definitely the music, I'd say, because he plays songs that I would never hear unless I listen to his mixes or listen to him live. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's why I want to go into his lives, isn't it?
Have you had any problems with promoters or managers during a set? sticky ones there, man.
You know what it is? It's a hella sticky one. I can't even lie. It's a hella sticky one, isn't it? Especially recently, it's a hella sticky one, but we can't really go into that one because it's a business one, isn't it? You know what I mean?
A business one.
But for the people that know, then the people know, isn't it? But yeah, like, sometimes you get a lot of situations where promoters, club owners, or whatever, if you're doing a lot of work with them, think that that you're entitled to do it with them.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like, doing a lot of work, they think, like, oh, I book you a lot, so you're entitled to do my raves and just my raves and stuff like that. Yeah. Whereas in, you're a DJ. Unless you sign a contract saying that, oh, I'm going to be at your place every single
Friday night.
I'm going to be at your rave every single whatever. Like, then you can't argue. But if you're like, a free agent, you know what I mean? You're a free agent, so you're able to go anywhere. But a lot of people, like, because you're, like, once you, like, for example, having a residency, a lot of people come to see you, innit?
Yeah.
Like, of course, they like the club, but a lot of people come to see you. Now, if you decide to take a different event on that night, like, club's mindset would be like, oh, shit, where is he going to be? You know, people are going to come, like, I'm going to have my regulars, yeah, but the other people are going to go to where he is at, innit? So, a lot of promoters and club owners, like, try to tie you down in that type of a sense. And it's whether, like, it can go two ways. One way, they can be understanding, like saying, oh, yeah, you can go do your thing. Or another way, they'll be like, nah, bro, like, you either do that or you don't work for us no more. Simple as, innit? So you have to kind of think of a agreement.
So what are you kind of like the type to go with? I'm going to go do my own thing. I don't care about this club. Or are you the type to try and find like a middle ground?
I'm middle ground still.
So.
I'm middle ground. I can't even lie.
Middle ground.
Whereas in, if it's much like my spot where I'm always at, innit? Like, I'll find the middle ground to work. Because, of course, I've made a relationship with you, innit? Like, I made a relationship with you now as well. So, I'm like, you know, and your mum just comes inside your room. But, yeah. I'm like, I make a little middle ground, innit? Whereas in, I'm like, I'll do this, but, of course, you have to let me off at a certain time.
Let me do this.
Innit? Whereas in, you don't own me, so I don't have the right to always come back, innit?
Definitely.
But it's also knowing your worth, innit? It's knowing your worth. Like, if you know that you are the reason why this club bangs, you can literally pull so many strings.
Yeah, definitely.
So many things. But then again, it's humbling yourself, innit? Like, it's being humble. And I've been a couple of times, actually, in Napa, I think our first season, I kind of let the fameness or the gasness get to me once. I was drinking a lot, innit? And I was late to a set. And my manager was walking up the road when I was meant to walk down. I'm like 10 minutes late, but I'm like, my boy's car like, got me. And we had like a massive argument in the street. Like, I'm shouting in his face. Right in the mind, this is like a big Cypriot guy, innit?
Yeah.
I'm not that big. So I'm like, whatever. But it's the alcohol's taken over. I'm in his face, shouting. I'm like, don't know me. Like, man's made the club good or whatever. Ask anyone on the strip. And so, yeah. So then the next day, after like being like sobering up and everything, and my boy Jack telling me what happened, I was like, oh, let me go and apologize and humble myself before I get beaten up in a different country, innit?
Imagine you get beaten up in a different country, bro, as well, man.
Hey, you know what, the thing, like, them things happen up there. I can't even cap.
Rusky was telling me about that when he got beat up after coming out of one of the clubs in Napa. Like,
bro, I've seen a madness. Like, I can't even lie. I've seen a madness, whereas in, like, seeing tourists just act up because in a different country and then they get dealt with and it's like, what you doing it? But luckily, like, my boss, like, he allowed me in it at the time because he saw that I was, like, tired and, like, drunk in it. So he was like, nah, I'll allow you in it. But then he humbled me next day, like, he literally got the numbers out and was like, this is how much you do, this is how much I do. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, chill. Come on over, like, chill, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So... ever since then, it's like, it's knowing, like, as it is, knowing your worth, innit? And knowing what you
can definitely.
Do,
what you can't do. What's your take on reality TV stars going into DJing?
You know, I got vexed a couple of days ago because I saw something in it. So I was like, here we go. Like, I have nothing bad against it, innit? But it's just, it's long, innit? Like, for us DJs, he's been trying to get big, innit? Like, for example, I saw an... Jack Fowler on his Insta, innit, that he's now becoming a
DJ. I knew you were going to say, yeah.
Bro, I was like,
oh, here we go. He joined the live, like, 2 days ago, and I was like, oh, wait, I swear you started DJing. He was like, oh, I've done it for the love and passion, but I don't know.
Nah, I saw it, I was like, oh, here we go now, innit? Like, man's just done Love Island. Man came out. Man's got his black card now and everything.
He's got a black card.
You know what I mean? Like, what's it called? And everything. And I'm like, raw, so now you're a DJ. Great. Like, bookings are just going to get swooped up because, of course, you've got the followers, innit? And everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, he's there, whatever. Like, we're going to go, innit? Like,
they want to add something to the live PA session, basically.
Exactly. It's basically like a live PA DJ. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, I've DJed. Like, I've seen him. He came to Croydon once as a live PA, and I DJed that night. Like, I did like an hour that night, I think it was, innit? And I was just like looking at it, like, so people come into the club to see man stand still and drink juice. Like, it makes no sense. Like, it made no sense. No, he took like a couple of photos. I'm like, all right, cool. That's who you're interacting
with. Imagine you got paid, what, 2K?
Huh?
You got paid, what, 2K for that?
I don't even know, bro. I didn't even know. But I know he got paid like just dumb amount of bread, didn't it? Just to stand inside there, get free drinks and this and everything. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense to me. But then again, like, who am I in it? I just play music and then everyone enjoys it. Like, while he's even gone, I'm still there. And you're like,
you know? while he's sipping his juice, everyone's kind of drawing the attention to him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, it doesn't really matter to me that much, innit? Because I'm like, all right, cool, that's all right. But then now I'm seeing like you're gonna try to come for. Like, our lot's type of work, which we've, like, been doing it for a long time. Like, I was on the PlayStation to my boy Jag a minute ago, innit? And he was saying, like, bro, like, even before he got a booking, he was dropping mixes for how many years? And you know what I mean? And then these guys just pick up their decks and then, boom, instant booking, instant everything, innit?
So, you're saying, like, it's obviously, with the help of technology and everything, it is easier to be a DJ nowadays, but do you think it's harder to get known?
Yeah.
Because the game is oversaturated.
No, 100%. Like, it's easy. Like, anyone can be a DJ, innit? You can go to your local, shop or whatever. You got a laptop, you buy a controller. You can, like, start learning to mix, innit? Anyone can be a DJ. But then again, it's like, why am I booking you compared to someone else, innit? Like, yeah, you're a DJ, but what have you done? Like, what's on your CV or whatever, innit? Or, like, what can you do that someone else can't do? And this is where a lot of newcoming DJs undercut, like, the resident DJs or people that are already there. Like, they'll ask for less pay or whatever and this and that and do, like, a job.
Do you kind of get pissed off with that? Because you're like...
You know, it's actually never happened to me, but I've seen it. Whereas in, I've seen like people who want to be a DJ for the lifestyle. Like they don't really care about music or anything. They just want to be the lifestyle because the DJ gets this, DJ gets that or whatever in it. Like I've seen it firsthand and I've been like, this makes no sense. Like since when did you want to be a DJ? Like what like started this and everything? And I just feel like definitely with technology nowadays, like no one really knows about the craft, innit? Like actually learning how to mix and everything. Like a lot of people just watch a screen. Or press the sync button. And then, but some people actually even use headphones when they DJ.
You know like, what? Like, sorry, just Benji joined the live, right? He was telling me yesterday that he booked this DJ and the person didn't know how to set up the decks.
Hey, Jack, you still inside the chat? Because Jack will, like, tell you this, like, the amount of times you've had arguments where we just look at people, we're like, bro, you're a DJ, but you can't set up your own equipment. What is this?
I started laughing when I was like, how can you book a DJ and they don't know how to set up the decks?
Bro, like, do you know how many people,
and
like...
He had to call his other DJ to come an hour earlier to come...
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people have done this and, like, it baffles me. Like, it angers me because I'm like, bro, you should know your equipment. You should know this. Like, even when it comes to wires and everything, innit? Like, some people are just like, oh, where do I plug this into? Where do I plug this into? I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, it makes
sense. I don't understand it, but that's. I feel like that's where the dynamic of the whole situation is going to now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, people don't know their... They don't learn their craft. And then they come and try to say that, oh yeah, I'm a big DJ, I do this or whatever, and I've got so many plays on SoundCloud, this and that and so in it. So it really annoys me when I have to do something for another DJ, or not coming with headphones, innit? Like coming to a rave and not having headphones, or not having a laptop stand or whatever. Like, if I do a set and there's multiple DJs, depending on my mood, I want to cut after my set, innit?
Yeah.
If you're asking me to borrow my laptop stand now, I'm like, what, bro? You should have your own. Like, it's DJ 101. Like, did you leave a yard of your phone or your wallet? Like, come on, bro.
I mean, personally, I don't understand that. What's also your take on the warm-up DJs not playing their part?
Are you
the type to kind of stop it and go up and be like, all right, bro, that's it. That's it.
You know what it is? Like, I learned to warm up, like, because that was the first, that was the only set I ever got, was warm up, innit? Even warm up or warm down, innit? So, of course, as I said, in Kants, like, working with Chris, I worked with Chris, like, 4 years, innit? And every single booking I did, I was the first person on, innit? But, yeah, you get a little bit, like, shadowed about, oh, the main guy's got the main set, he's banging all the big jeans, everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, learning to warm up is a vital, like, part in being a DJ, innit? Because you set the pace.
Yeah.
Like, you're setting the pace now for the night. And you're also helping out the other DJs, like, come on after you. Like, I've been to, for example, Conan's birthday on the Sunday. So there was, like, five DJs on the lineup, innit? And I was, like, one of the last ones. Me and Jukes was, like, one of the last ones. And the DJ before us was blasting everything, like, playing Bashman to drill to new hip-hop. Afrobeats, like me, Shaq and Jukes are looking at each other like, bro.
All right, one sec, your pause, bro. One sec.
Oh, hold on.
Here we go. All right, yeah. Yeah, all good.
Yeah, like he was playing every single genre, like just banging it out and quick mixing. And we're like, bro, like, humble, the party still got a lot to do, innit? It got to the point that me and Jukes both had to go to him, like, bro, just chill. Like, just chill with it. Like, it's not going to change anything, you running all these big songs. Like, you get the gas for, like, the 5 minutes of it. But other than that... Like,
5 minutes.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you get the gas for the most, like, while you play the song. But after that, no one's going to really know you like that. Because, of course, they just know you for doing a main set. Like, I feel like everyone can do a main set. Anyone can.
Anyone can do a main set. Like, even with these reality TV stars, they can do a main set. You know
Literally,
what I mean?
Anyone can do a main set. But it's, like, knowing the fundamentals and, like, knowing how to walk then run, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's why, like, I would always enjoy, like, I would never, if someone put me in a lineup and said, oh, you're doing warm-up, I'm like, all right, cool, I ain't gonna fight.
Do you kind of restart the night though when you're on prime time and then the DJ's kind of playing, trying to play all the bangers? Do you kind of come up and be like, okay, bro, that's it now?
Yeah, like, same again, that same guy that was running all the tunes, I played with him on New Year's at the Play 30 party.
Yeah.
We got to the Play 30 party about 11, 11.30 before New Year's even happened. He's playing Hardcore Bashman. I'm like, I walk in and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, everyone's just standing still. No one's really dancing. So then, again, I get on and I restart the night. I start playing night, and the people start coming. Where I'm like, it makes no sense to me because, of course, I learned doing warm-up. So it makes no sense. Like, where did these new guys just feel like they can play whatever they want to play at certain times and not worry about it?
I mean, I think it just comes with, as you get, like, practice, craft, like, knowing your skills and everything. Because, like, you can't just jump on, start playing, I don't know, the box, really rich at, like, 10 o'clock, and 10 o'clock when the club's just open. You know what I mean?
Exactly, because then you have to replay it, innit? So,
yeah,
when you repeat songs, you look like a dickhead. Like,
I don't want to, I hate repeating songs if that happens. Exactly. Like, yeah.
Like, you look so inexperienced, like, having to replay another song, and it looks bad on you, innit?
Yeah.
Like, going to a rave, and then people saying, oh, I've heard this song already. Like, what's this DJ doing? And I'm like, none of my friends have said that to me. None of them, like, we would go out on a night, my friends would be like, he's played this song 4 times. I'm like,
how are you on the mic? Because I know you don't get on the mic too often.
You know what it is? Like I said, when I first started, wouldn't touch a mic at all. You put a mic in my hand would just start shaking like this. Yeah. Because I don't really like talking to people like that. Because when you get the mic and you lower the volume, everyone just looks at you like you did something wrong. So you're like, oh, cool. But then, like, growing and learning, like, one of my hosts in it, and, like, one of my, another guy who taught me how to MC, like, Lobes, in it, Jay Lobes, he was just like, bro, just let it out. Like, talk to the crowd sometimes. Like, it elevates your skill that you're able to DJ and also talk to the crowd, because then you can make the drops for your next song sound so much better. So then I kind of just forced myself, like, first it started off with me drinking and not saying, yeah, let me get drunk and then I can host, innit? Which worked a lot, but then I just end up talking shit on the microphone and, like, slurring a lot, innit?
So, where's my alcoholics in the building?
Word, literally. Or I should be, like, in the bar, I'd be like, yo, let me get this around the coke or coke. Like, straight, that's it, innit? And you just get to it to the point that you get more comfortable in your craft, innit? So you're more comfortable you get, then you're able to just pick up a microphone and go inside and host without having to be, like, drunk or intoxicated or anything, innit? But I would recommend, like, most DJs, like, pick up a mic if you do, because it also elevates your set, as in you are, like, playing to the crowd and you're, like, controlling what they're doing, how their emotions are. So you being able to talk and interact with them, it's another good way. A lot of people do it through the music, which is also a really good thing, but of course, hearing the voice once in a while, like, don't have a call-on conversation over the song, like, once in a while, innit? Because no one likes a host who just talks all the time.
So, you know, with, like, people kind of oversee this, like, they think the connotations of a DJ, like, you get girls, all of this stuff. Do you kind of see that? Or do you kind of, because we're talking about this on the lives, like, that's not one of the reasons, like... Is that for you? Is that like a thing for you? Is
it? Mia's gonna get me in trouble, innit? That's all I'm saying. But no, you know what it is? It's just that it comes with it, innit? Like, money, like, alcohol and girls, like, in the whole, like, they're in the whole scene, like, any music scene. Like, if you're a rapper, like a producer, DJ, anything, like, that's just the circle that comes with it, innit? Yeah. So it's kind of a net, like, you can't really run away from it. You just can't. Like, a lot of people, especially when they're drunk, they're like, oh my God, I want to be a DJ. Like, or my uncle's a DJ. Like, I can spin to tune or this and that and everything. Like,
yeah.
A lot of girls do that as well. Like, a lot of times in Napa, like, you'll get people coming up to you, like, oh, I can spin two tunes. Like, can I do the little.
Can I do the little.
You, teach you, to, you know what I mean? Or can you teach you to DJ or whatever, innit? And it's just like, what gave you the confidence to come up to me and say that?
Yeah.
So it's like one of the things that just naturally happens. Like, you can't run away from it unless you just. No emotion, screw face all the time, innit?
Yeah.
Because then you make like a persona of someone saying, don't talk to me. Like, just don't talk to me, innit?
I feel like that's a bit of you, though. I feel like you're a bit serious. I know you're serious, bro.
It's a half and half. It's a half and half thing. Like, if I'm not in the mood, I'm coming to do my set, and I'm cutting. Don't talk to me. Don't even say, I'll be like, safe. Yeah, but then sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'll start off like this because either I'm tired or I'm just moody. Then I'll drink and I'll get into it and I'll be like, yeah.
Why are you so moody for, man?
I don't like leaving my yard, innit? I just don't like leaving my yard. So quarantine is kind of good for me, innit?
I don't understand you. Like, I don't like leaving my yard, but I want to get out DJing. I know,
it's what I have to do. Like if you ask like Mia knows, innit? Like, she's like the one that literally like kicks me out and does everything in it. She's like, get up, do it. Like, when it comes to doing a mix, she's like, I know you're not doing anything, go do a mix. And I'm like, I'm really not doing that. And so I actually have no comeback. So it's one of those ones, isn't it? But it's like, I don't know. When I'm in situations or places that I've never been, I don't really, like, you kind of like, you're a little bit hold off, innit? You don't really know
where. Yeah.
Like, even when you go DJ a random place, innit, you don't know what
don't the vibe know anyone be, or... Yeah, yeah.
You don't know anyone, you don't know what the vibe's going to be, innit? So you're just like, all right, cool. Let me work with what everyone else is saying and this and that, innit? And the more long the night goes on, you see people, like, getting better and everything. That's when you, like, kind of come out your shell, innit? It's one of those ones. Because, like, literally, like, as I said, I didn't like doing anything. I didn't like looking in the crowd when I first started DJing. I get, like, kind of embarrassed of it. Like, well, even when it comes to taking photos, like, I don't smile for the camera. I find it awkward.
It's funny why you had one post on your flipping Instagram, man.
Nah, bro, it's like, see that one, yeah, that one. The one of me smiling, innit, in the black hoodie.
Yeah.
I was drunk as. And actually, Mia took that video as well, innit. Like, she literally tapped me on my shoulder. I was like, oh, say nothing. And just smiled. And then just got back to it. I looked back at it, I was like, this ain't me. I'm like, if you know me personally, you know me. Like, that's not me. Like, when it comes to the camera or anything, I'm just like, or I just try to act like I'm not, I don't see it. Like, yeah, if you catch me off guard, it's better, innit? That's like,
okay,
like,
I'm gonna ask you this. I don't know if it's a bit controversial, but do you think quarantine is dead now, or do you think it was better back then, or do you think it's coming back up, or
bro? It was better back then. I can't even lie. It was better back then. Like, my friends were older than me, innit? So they were going out in Croydon when there was more clubs, like Shush Croydon, Yates and everything, innit? And the stories they tell me about that, I'm like, bro, why can't I be born when you lot were there? Like, all
what happened to it now?
Yeah, I'm like, all I got to witness was Tiger, Silver. That was it, mainly in Trinity, because Dice is still there and A8's still there, innit?
Yeah.
So that's what I got to witness, innit? But of course, Tiger was a really big one. And I was like, yeah, like, talking to people now, they're like, oh, there was a Tiger in Croydon? I'm like...
Oh, was that where Luna was?
Nah, that's where... Total Bay is. That's where the Tiger was, and that used to be lit. And that was like three different rooms, and they were all big in it. Actually, four.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the club that I really liked and enjoyed when playing there, like 34 around the corner, where Sylvie used to be, like that was my spot still. That was like that has a little place in man's heart and that in it. That was a good one. But now, like, literally, there's nowhere to go in Croydon, isn't it? It's literally just facts or stories. And it's
still... You got Box Park, like, you've done your FaZe and Friends kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. You get Box Park.
I said you forgot about that.
No, but that closes early, though. Like, I'm saying that as a nightlife. Like,
yeah, that's a 1 a.m. thing.
Yeah, that's a 1 a.m. thing. By 1 a.m, I'm just starting my night. So I'm like, yeah, we want to go out, innit? So club-wise, Dice and Stories is, like, the only one to go in. Like, you still get good nights out in there and everything.
Yeah.
But it's not how it used to be. Like, I remember, like, on Halloween, the line from Tiger literally being all the way down to the KFC.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't get lines like that anymore. Like,
you know, I rarely see lines like that anymore.
Exactly. Like, especially in Croydon, like, no matter what event you put on, you don't get a line that big constantly anymore, innit? Yeah. So it's kind of where Croydon...
So do you think your time's kind of done, where you're like, I need to kind of, like, as you said, you want to get into that, like, the West End kind of side, you're like, now, after quarantine, I'm properly looking for other cities and other parts of London.
Yeah, like, I want to expand myself more than just being a Croydon DJ, innit? Like, I want to be known around the whole country. Like, as I said, like, I want to be, like, a Rusky or them, like, where they get booked anywhere and people are like, rah, like, man's there, innit?
Yeah.
And, of course, I want to get into more, like, of the other raves that I grew up listening to. Like, all, like, the Bastion raves and the Midland raves and stuff like that, innit? Like, I want to get into more of those type of stuff and just keep on doing... like, anything that can expand me as a DJ more.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this. Do you think the clubbing scene is going towards a more table, bottle spend kind of thing? Or do you think that's just the difference? There's only, like, those certain clubs and then there's other clubs where people just go for the music?
It's half and half. Like, there's clubs where it's just how much money you spend in. Type of scene, like, you don't even go there to enjoy your night. As long as you're there popping bottles and spending, like, you look like the guy.
Yeah.
Then there's clubs and events where people want to go to actually just dance and vibe. Like, it's a vibe, for example. Like, you go there and you go there, you know that the music's going to be good because the lineup's always sick.
Yeah.
And you know that, like, it's not a thing where people can just stand by their tables and be bougie, innit? It's like in all the, like, these warehouses and stuff where you have to dance. Like, of course, you can stand up in the corner with your regions and that, whatever. But it's not where it's not segregated into, oh, I've got a table, you can't come around me type of stuff, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of those ones. So I feel like, in general, the scene's trying to be more bougie with it, but you can't really do that. Like, a lot of people just want to go out. A lot of people don't want to go and spend like £500 just on a night out, you know? They want to go out with their friends.
Everything, and no, I'm saying, like, literally after lockdown and everything, is everything's gonna be so expensive in clubs. Like, the prices are gonna go up.
100%, because of course, like, the clubs wasn't making no money, innit? So yeah, they have to make their money somehow. They're gonna force selling tables. They're gonna force like you to buy like bottles and everything just so they can hit their quota and stuff like that, innit?
Yeah.
Gonna do so many deals and stuff like that. Like, some clubs will do it, some clubs won't, innit? Because of course some clubs have already made a lot of money anyway, that like, they don't really need to care about it. Like, you know what I mean? But it's definitely after lockdown, I think that a lot of events are going to happen. Like, every single person's going to throw an event.
I think it's going to be more events-based now, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, the bar spends and all of that stuff, I think it's going to be more events than just normal nights out.
100%, innit? Like, a lot of promoters, a lot of, like, DJs, a lot of, like, people who just want to throw an event.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's planning it. Everyone wants to do something like that, innit? So I definitely feel like after lockdown, there's going to be a period where it's just events, 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 events. Like, it's going to be good for, like, maybe 2-3 weeks. After the night, you're going to be like, okay, what makes your event different from this event?
Definitely, right, yeah.
So, you know, so it's going to be a lot of people battling to who's going to be the bigger person. And that's, like, for DJs, that's a good opportunity to be like, all right, cool. Let me float around and try to get as much bookings as I can as possible, innit?
Yeah. What other countries do you want to DJ at?
So I'm contemplating doing another season, I don't know, but I want to go to America. I want to see what their scene's like, because their scene looks lit. Definitely want to DJ in Dubai, like, as on my own name and everything. Want to go to Japan, because apparently their bashment scene's crazy. It makes no sense, but their bashment scene's crazy. Like, I just see videos and I'm like, so
they're like the American Japanese people. They're not like the Japanese people.
No, some of them are actually Japanese. Like, bro, it's crazy. I want to go back to Jamaica again and DJ there again, because that was fun. Definitely want to go back to there. But wherever, like, the bookings take me, really and truly, like, I'm not scared to give up a booking if it means I'm traveling, innit? Like, I'd happily go.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, like, it's networking, and you just blow up and make yourself big in some type. So wherever the booking is, I'll happily go.
Cool, man. Yeah, definitely. Bro, I gotta wrap this one up. It's been a good talk, though.
No worries, bro. Definitely. No, 100%.
But yeah, man. I appreciate everyone locking in. I appreciate you locking in, bro. Thank you.
No worries. Stay for that, man. Anytime you have me in it.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Right, cool. Have a good weekend,
yeah. Yeah, easy.
Stay safe. See you, bro.